6:17 on your Thursday morning. Good morning. Steve-O in studio with you. Oh, man. It's the Steve Radio Program. And you're listening to Static Radio. I got to tell you, one of my favorite new bands to Static Radio, right here. They're called The Vocal Few. That would be the Classic Crimes lead singer and his beautiful wife. Yeah, side project. Yay! The song's called We'll Make It Someday. Good morning, Static Radio. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. Vocal Few, Will Make It Someday. That would be the Classic Crimes lead singer and his wife. No, I don't remember their name. I'm sorry, but the band's called The Classic Few. Does that work? Okay, cool. It is time to wake you up this morning. And, got a text in this morning from a dear friend who needed a pick-me-up. David Myers. We love you. He's in the academy right now, doing amazing things and learning how to be a man. And so, yeah, I'm not really going to play Striper. I can't. It's too... I just can't. But David Myers, congratulations to you, sir. You are doing something good. And therefore, this morning... David Myers gets to pick me up. Time for some Blindside to wake you guys up. Song's called Withering, Static Radio. Can't sink or swim. Right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay,
I'm
Michelle.
I'm out of breath.
Why?
Because I ran in here because I wanted to desperately be on time.
Man, and now I feel like I needed to play a different song. I was playing She Works Hard for the Money.
There's something from Rocky.
Well, no, I was thinking of... Oh, I could play that, too.
Because I definitely just got a workout.
Why were you running?
Because I wanted to be here on time. And I didn't want to hear you say my name on the radio. Like, Michelle's going to be with us. No, I should have already been here. But this morning I decided to floss, and that took like an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah?
So I think I might give up flossing.
Why?
Because that means I have to wake up earlier.
And it means you have to run?
And I have to run.
So far away?
To get here
on time. 6:34 now. Oh, man, it's the Steve and Mitch. That's right. Your name is Mitch.
Today.
That's the forever name I've decided.
Okay, that works.
It's clever. It's a good marketing strategy.
It's edgy.
Because you never know, somebody listening, if you're a dude or a chick...
Oh, I hope my voice gives it away.
Yeah, it kind of does. Steve-O and Mitch. I don't know. Does that work?
I guess it works for now. Today, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe
Steve-O
tomorrow.
And Mitch in the mornings from 6:30 to 8 until you have to go to your real job.
My real job.
So anyways, yeah, I'm amped this morning. Can
Why?
You tell?
Yeah.
I'm like awake.
Yeah, you don't even need coffee.
I feel like I need to. I actually woke up early and made coffee.
Who are you? Dave Ramsey?
Right?
Dave
woke
Ramsey?
Woke up early. I just want to say this right now. Thank you to whatever listener, whoever, called in yesterday and said, hey man, there's an app that...
No, you got it.
I bought it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm not going to say the name of the app because it wasn't free and we are a non-commercial station. However, I'm going to say this. Epic!
Does it rhyme with... sleep...
Michael?
Michael?
Fleet Michael.
Fleet Michael.
Yes. Yes, it does. let me just tell you, dude. So, yesterday we were talking about waking up in the morning and how much it sucks, how horrible it is trying to get out of bed in the morning, and how much I just don't like getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
And a listener called in and said, bro! And he was just telling us about this app because it actually uses your music from your iPhone.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. That's all he said. He didn't say anything else about this app. That's what he said. And I was like, I'm going to go find that app. And I searched and there was about 1,000 of those, actually.
Oh, good.
Bunch of free ones, by the way. So if you're listening and you're tired of having to use ringtones for your iPhone alarms, there's a bajillion free apps. I have no idea if they work or not.
I bought one,
and here's what it does, dude. Okay, first of all, it's kind of awkward because you have to keep it on overnight.
Ooh, yeah, weird.
That's like a stock photo.
Put it on your
That's
pillow.
Not me.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't put it on your pillow because apparently pictures. It gets really warm and it could burn you. Yeah.
You can't put it under
your
pillow.
You can't put it under your pillow. You have to put it next to your pillow. So what it does, though, is you put it face down. You have to leave it on overnight, which sucks.
Yeah.
And you have to have it plugged in, obviously, so the battery doesn't die. But check it, dude. So I went to bed, and I was like, hey, freaky alarm thing. I have to be awake by 5:10. Like, that is the absolute latest. So you tell it, like, the absolute latest. Bro, I gotta be out of bed by 5:10. At the latest, because I got to be at work before 6 o'clock.
Of course, it's a bro.
It is a bro. And so I told my alarm this last night, my phone, my new snazzy phone thingy, right?
Yeah.
So then you plug it in, you lay it on your in your bed with you, next to your pillow, because it has to recognize, it recognizes movements.
Creepy.
Check that out.
You
that
move,
is
that
the entire.
Moving?
That's me the entire evening.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It's got my deep sleep times, and then it's got my asleep times, and then it's got the times where I was tossing and turning. Boop 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 boop.
You move a lot.
You know what? I was restless last night. I think maybe partially I was like, dude, I don't know if this is going to work, and I don't want to be late to work. So anyway, so I laid it next to my bed, and I picked like a random Chevelle song, you know. And so here's what it does. I'll tell you right now. Here, I'm gonna give you guys an example of what it does. So it knows, all right, these are your times you're in deep sleep because you're not moving. And then you're kind of like in a sleep mode because you're kind of a little tossing and turning. And then it's got like the crazy, you know, what are those things called? Come on, Michelle, the things.
The pointy.
The things.
Points.
Yeah. You know, and it's like scribbling.
Starts with S, like for earthquakes.
The scribbles. Yes. The seismograph.
So, yeah, there you go, a seismograph.
Really?
Yeah.
I was being funny.
That's it.
All right. So then, it's the longest story ever about a stupid alarm. I'm so excited. So then what it does is it recognizes, like, okay, within half an hour from the time that you have to absolutely be awake, it starts measuring your movements. And then it'll measure, okay, he's a little shifting a little more, and then all of a sudden you hear, very, very slightly, slightly, and the music's kind of starting to build a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then you grab the phone, and I put it on intelligent snooze, and it registers how many seconds it takes for you from the time it starts playing music to actually hit the snooze button. And then it says, okay, it took him 32 seconds. He needs another 2 minutes and 18 seconds of sleep. And so then, boom, you put it back down, and it sets another alarm for you for 2 minutes and 18 seconds. And then 2 minutes and 18 seconds later, it slowly starts playing music again. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Until, I'm responding. And then you grab it, and then it's like, oh, it took him 47 seconds that time. Okay, let's give him another minute and a half. Truly, dude. And it just does that until 5:10, and then it's like, hey! And then when you need to be up, it just blasts you and says, get up. It actually says, good morning.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, good morning, wonderful app of life.
But I
thank you for waking me up.
I see a small problem.
What?
I toss and turn throughout the night, but nothing like my husband does. Like, I'll have to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, stop moving. You just woke me up.
So it could be registering your husband's movements, too.
So that's a problem.
I didn't think about that, because I was wondering, like, man, did I toss and turn all night? Or was it the fact that I sleep next to a pregnant person who's probably uncomfortable all night? So maybe I actually was sleeping more regularly, and that's my wife.
That might be her.
I might need to turn the sensitivity down. Did I mention you can turn the sensitivity down? Bam!
Dang.
Yeah, you can test it, too. So I was laying in bed, and I was like, you test it and lay there, and it's like, go from stomach to back. And then you check. And if it registers correctly, it makes a little noise. I'm like, okay. All right, I'm getting this.
Okay, you work.
It took me like 45 minutes to like get this thing going.
You could have got a lot more sleep if you had.
Shut up. Yeah. Anyways.
That's cool.
Needless to say, I'm awake today. Day one. I'm going to do this regularly to see if this thing actually works or if I was just antsy because I was scared I wasn't going to wake up in time.
So this is your, like, hypothesis. So, well, it's not really a hypothesis because you did
Yeah.
It's your first round.
So I went to bed at 10:10 was when my body stopped moving and I was out. And then at 4:59 was when I started stirring. So I got 6 hours and 48 minutes of sleep last night.
That's not bad. Huh? That's not bad.
I love this thing.
I feel like by looking at that seismograph thing, I learned a lot about you.
I awoke. I wish you could like zoom out though. That's the one thing is I'm like, I don't understand. Is that, oh, now I understand. That's 11 o'clock. That's midnight.
Oh, it's
a time. That's 1 o'clock. That's 2 o'clock. Okay, so I was asleep. Apparently at midnight, I stirred a lot.
A lot, yeah.
I was like, wham, it's midnight. And then I was out. Yeah, there it is.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, if you're really curious about what I'm talking about app-wise, you can give us a call, 505-338-3700. I'll tell you what app it is off the air, because it's not a free app, so I had to pay for it.
It's a whole 99 cents.
Yeah, and I can't plug it. Necessarily, you know.
You don't even know if it really works.
I don't yet. To be continued. We're definitely going to talk about it more.
Yeah.
So.
Last night I tried to go to sleep by like taking a warm shower and then drinking sleepy time
taking
tea.
Taking a warm shower?
Yeah.
Doesn't that wake you up?
No. Oh, no. I can't take showers in the morning. I will fall asleep in the shower.
Really?
It's happened. During school, back in like high school, I'd be late.
I thought they were supposed to wake you up.
No, I had to take like a cold shower to wake me up.
You need to get crazy like fruity soap stuff.
I have that.
Because it's like citrusy and it wakes you up and invigorates is what they say.
No, blasting music would wake me up.
Yeah, I'm telling you. App of life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll stop talking. You go.
Nope, I'm done.
All right, sweet. We got some love drug on the way back. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. And, yeah, I'm already getting texts. Dude, what is that app called? Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's a good one. Yeah, if you're curious,
505-338-3700.
I'll tell you off the air. Right back with some love drug. Also, a culture shock from Rancid. More with Steve-O and Mitch. Static Radio.
Calvary Metro Knob Hill is a contemporary fellowship.
Not gonna make us know it.
Yeah.
Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Woo! I feel like I'm a rocker
right
now.
I like how you have like the little rock. What are these called?
I think it has something to do with the devil.
It does not have anything to do with the devil. You're one of those.
I don't know what it is.
That,
I
like,
do this
saw
all the time.
A stupid video in your youth group, and it was like, you too.
I never went to youth group.
Satan.
I never went to
like,
youth group.
What? Where did you hear that?
No.
I watched a video at my youth group.
Dude, like, I know this
really?
From MTV.
Yeah.
So, in the 90s.
Nicely done. Nicely
Get
done.
Get it?
Good morning. Oh, man, it's Steve and Mitch on your Thursday, 6:52 now. Dude, this week is flying by.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's already Thursday.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. And lots to talk about this morning, including, ladies, we're going to help you out today. I found a really great study that's going to help you, all you single ladies. Oh, single ladies.
Ooh, we need that song.
Ladies. Yeah, so we're going to help you out. We're going to help you out with your man picking. What would you say?
Yeah.
How to discern whether or not the dude is right for you.
Is this like proper discernment though? Like, is it going to be like...
By finding out what kind of pet they have.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
If they like cats, it's probably no.
I don't know. We'll
okay.
see.
Okay.
This is according to a real Yahoo study. So apparently it's legit.
Oh, Yahoo. They don't lead us astray.
They do. Yeah, lots to talk about this morning. It is Thursday, and of course, if you would like to get in on the conversation and or request a song, phone lines are open right now, 505-338-3700, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey, real quick reminder, coming up Friday, May 4th, it is Promageddon, our big bad prom.
Do you hate saying May 4th and not finishing it with be with you, May the 4th?
May the 4th be with you. I'm really bummed that our big, huge, ginormous event, biggest of the year event, is May 4th, and I did not think about it, and I did not
Weren't you the one that pushed for Promageddon?
I did.
Who are you?
I made up that theme.
Are you even real?
I'm dumb. Because May the 4th is not just our prom. It is also one of the most important days of the year.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you. May 4th is like National Star Wars Day, and it's become a huge phenomenon. George Lucas gets involved every year now, and they do crazy awesome Star Wars things. Why isn't this a Star Wars-themed prom?
You know what sucks? Next year, you won't be able to do that because it'll be on a Saturday.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the reminder, Michelle.
You got like 6 more years before you can do that again.
Yeah, so...
Stay tuned for 6 more years.
Yeah. Friday, May 4th, it is National Star Wars Day. And more importantly, it is Static Radio's prom going down 7 to 11 p.m. at the Hub right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Tickets are on sale right now. I have failed.
He's really upset about this.
I have failed as a human being.
Yeah.
Because I totally didn't think about May the 4th be with you.
I agree. Just kidding.
You are ever the encourager this morning, Mitch.
You came in and you're like, I'm amped. I'll tell you why on radio. And
that's
then,
true.
And then now I'm here and you're not amped anymore. And I was relying on you wholeheartedly for that this morning.
Yeah. I'm still awake.
But
I'm
now you're sad.
Like, now I'm sad. But I'm still awake. Thanks
I'm sorry.
To my new app of love.
Yes. That's
so
good.
I found a new sleepy app in case you're just joining us. And it works.
He's not sleepy.
But it's not free, therefore I can't promote it on the air because that's called illegal. And we're a nonprofit organization. Speaking of that, being nonprofit, prom!
Yeah.
Tickets are only $19 and 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. So if you enjoy this ministry and you enjoy going to a safe prom where you don't have to worry about grandchildren, parents, send your kids to Promageddon because I promise you. It's legit.
I chaperone those events,
yeah.
And let me tell you, I enjoy chaperoning.
Makeout detail?
No, I don't.
We don't really have to worry. Well, I mean, here's what I say.
They have a really...
We don't worry about it, but we also do have a very good makeout detail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They have really good hiding places because I haven't been able to find anyone.
Maybe
it's just not happening.
I'll tell you what, the first year I was a part of prom, We do makeout patrol regularly,
right? Yeah.
Obviously, because it's prom. And me and Yo were going around, and we were looking for, you know, everywhere. Checking bushes, we're checking everywhere.
That can't be fun.
Okay.
Has to hurt.
I'm glad you said that, because then Yo says, oh, we got to go check over in this area by the dumpsters. I'm like, that is disgusting.
That's unsanitary.
That is stupid. Sure enough... We go over near the dumpsters where it just smells disgusting.
Yeah.
And behind the dumpsters, there was a couple. There was a pair of dudes. There was a pair
Whoa.
Of dudes.
Whoa.
There was
Whoa.
A dude and a girl. Sorry, not a pair of dudes. There's a pair of people. There's a couple of people.
There's more that we have to worry about if it was a pair of dudes.
And they weren't making out. They were just talking. And I'm like, bro. So we grab him and we bring him back into
Hold
the
their
prom.
Hands.
And I'm like, hey, dumpster? Like, I'm scolding him all the way back. Like, dumpster? Really, bro? That was disgust. Like, I'm gagging. Really? I bet you $5 you never talk to this girl again. And he wasn't saying anything. I think he was kind of bummed because we were, like, you know, blocking his moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was upset, but that's disgusting. You probably saved them a lot. Oh, gross.
Yeah. I know, bro. So, I'm just saying.
Dumpster. I'll remember that one.
Yeah. Think of all the stupid places. Yeah. So, anyways, Promageddon. It's our big bad, our biggest event of the year. 500 kids last year. So, I'm hoping for 6 this year. I want to see 600 kids here.
It's going to be cool.
So, it's ginormous, and it's going down Friday, May 4th at the Hub at Calvary of Albuquerque. Tickets available right now at mystaticradio.com, or if you're on campus at Calvary, we have tickets available at Parchments.
And isn't there an announcement?
Yes, there is. Pretty much the biggest announcement in the universe.
Like bigger than Justin Bieber's The Voice announcement?
Bigger than that. Bigger than
that was disappointing.
Maybe not the biggest announcement in the world, because this week my son made the announcement in front of the entire cafeteria that my wife is pregnant. And that went over huge.
That's pretty epic.
It is.
Like, that's the way to get the news out.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, yes, my wife and I are 9 weeks pregnant. And yay! Expecting a baby in November. And I'm freaking out excited. We've been praying for this for a very long time. And but we also brought our children into the loop of secrets.
Not a good idea.
Saying, children, this is family. You don't tell everybody yet, okay? We're going to work it out. We wanted to do, like, a cool photo. Like, my idea was Chrissy in, like, soccer outfit, like, standing like, in front of the goal.
You were going to do a cheesy.
And then I was going to, like, kick the ball and be like, shot one past the goalie, you know, or something like that, something funny. Nope! Because my six-year-old...
Took it into his own hands,
and he literally walks into the school... Lunchtime, the entire school in the cafeteria flips the lights on and off because that's what teachers do when they have an announcement, waited till everybody quieted down, and then said, my mom's pregnant! And told the entire school. And so now it's like, well...
That spread like wildfire
yeah,
among the teachers.
Everyone knows. And so I have no idea where I was going with that story. But...
I'm not sure.
Oh, the announcement for prom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not as big as that announcement, because that's kind of life-changing and huge.
Well,
however,
for you specifically,
yeah,
anyway.
However, major, major morning show announcement going down Friday, May 4th at the prom. Probably the coolest announcement in the universe. I don't know.
Universe, huh? Star Wars. Universe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be monstrous, so...
Be
yeah,
there, or you
by the
not
way,
find out.
I just found out from my gorgeous wife who's listening... 10 weeks today.
Yeah!
So 10 weeks.
That's
10 weeks
cool,
pregnant. Pray for the Jeters, please.
Yes.
We're praying for a girl, man. I want a little girl. I have two boys.
But if you have another boy.
If I have another boy, it'll be totally cool because I love boys. They're easy, man. We get to play Legos and destroy things and set things on fire. It's awesome.
That's CYFD.
Yeah.
CYFD.
Yep. And they're probably listening because my wife, you know, runs a child care center
yeah,
and is pretty involved in the state with child care. Yeah. Sweet. I just failed a lot.
That's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Maybe you'll have a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
And
or I'll have a girl.
And that doesn't matter anymore.
No, it doesn't matter. No, we're not setting things on fire. Just me and Jack and Luke. Anyways, coming right back, ladies, we're going to be helping you out. We're going to be talking about how to spot a dude worthy of love.
I hope that you're not leading them astray by telling them this.
Based upon their animal choices?
What if they have, like, an obscure animal that's not on there? Like, oh, he owns a camel. Like,
how do you know it's not on there?
Oh.
And why would anyone own a camel? Don't answer that, actually. We also have the silent comedy right after this. Static Radio, good morning.
This is 88.3 FM.
Stop before victory. And I won't stop before victory.
The silent comedy song called Victory right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday morning, 7:06 now. Steve-O and Michelle, and as promised, ladies.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
Yeah, it sounded better when you did it. We need to talk. We need to talk about some things. And we want to help. This is, you know.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're an educational station. That's not what I wanted to play. That's Bon Jovi. Man, now I just want to listen to Bon Jovi.
Okay, get to the point.
Okay, sorry. A little distracted. What a man's pet says about his romantic potential. True story.
Okay.
This is from Yahoo, so
it must
be true.
I'm nervous.
Apparently, what type of pet a man owns says a lot about who he is and how he lives his life. So when you meet someone who has a pet...
If they have a pet.
It's not just the same as meeting someone who's pet-free.
Oh.
There's a good chance his pet will affect your dating life, especially if it's a dog or a cat.
Does that mean they're, like, outdoorsy?
No, that
not cat.
Tends to be the center of that person's life. In other
okay,
words, sometimes you just can't compete with Doug the dog, whom your new dude has had for years. You gotta, you know... I'm just saying. So we're going to talk about these things. Hello, you're in the air.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was off air.
Oh, no, yeah, you're on the air.
You're on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, did you want to say something on air?
No, I just wanted to know what that app was.
Okay. Hold on just a sec, okay?
Hey.
All right. Yeah?
Wow.
I should get royalties.
Yeah, you should. You should contact the people who made that app.
I wouldn't even know where to start. Anyways, from dogs to rabbits to snakes, here's what your dude's choice of pet says about him. And you can use this guide to weed out the weirdos before you do something ridiculous like, I don't know, fall in love.
Can't you just convince him to get rid of the pet if you don't like it?
No, dude, because you don't want to change them. You got to change you from the inside out.
Oh, okay.
I know these things. I'm a relationship expert. Not really at all, actually, at all. You know, they don't even have mine on here.
Dog? They don't have dog?
No, but I used to have a tarantula, and they don't have tarantula on here.
Are you kidding me?
So anyways, I don't anymore. They all died. It's okay.
So you're obviously not a tarantula person. Sorry, Chrissy.
All right, number one, dog.
Okay.
Which is what I do have.
Now. Poor thing. Just kidding.
Check it out, people. If the dude you're interested in has a dog, that means your man is loyal and he can actually commit to something. Because owning a dog is as close to having a child as it comes as far as the animal kingdom.
I hope my husband is listening. I've been saying that for years. He's like, let's get rid of the dog. I'm like, if we get rid of the dog, then there's no children because you can't take care of a dog.
You can't take care of a dog, you can't take care of a baby. That's true? Actually a true story.
See? Oh, man, I hope he's listening. I'm going to check my phone.
Kelly, I love you, and I didn't know you guys were dealing with that. So, no. Yeah, but true story. That's actually how we thought we were done with babies, my wife and I. So we're like, let's get a dog. It's time, because dogs are like babies.
Yeah.
And then we had a dog for about 6 months and said, this is easy. Let's get a baby. So, yeah. But anyways, while other pets can be left for an evening or two, dog ownership doesn't allow for such behavior. So you got to get it like a dog sitter. Or you got to figure. Last night, we had church, and we said, it's only a couple hours. We'll just leave the dog in the backyard.
Nope.
Even though we just planted brand new collard greens and cool things. And sure enough, came home, and the entire garden that my beautiful wife had just planted was all completely dug up.
My heart hurts.
That's why we shouldn't have gotten a hound. However, we still love him, and he was not spanked or anything crazy like that.
Because it didn't you didn't
because
catch him in the middle.
He's a puppy. He's not a puppy. He's like a year old.
That's puppy.
Okay.
He's puppy till he's like four.
He is wonderful, and in animal world completes me.
Aww.
So, So I wanted to be mad, but I really couldn't. My wife was a lot more upset than I was.
Yeah, she put all the work into that.
She put all the work into that garden, and it's like her collard greens, gone. That whole area of our garden just completely dug up.
At least it wasn't the whole garden, but I'd still be upset.
Yeah, I just don't know what to do. We're getting completely off track. I don't know what to
Sorry,
do because
dogs.
He keeps jumping in the garden, and he'll dig up, and we plant our own vegetables normally.
Isn't
and so,
there like a spray? It's like, don't go here spray?
Yeah, except none of it is natural. We don't use pesticides or herbicides or any kind of growth junk for our vegetables. We keep it all natural. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what to
our
do.
Vegetables are all in the buff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So because of that, we don't want to do anything weird. And so, I don't know, we're kind of hippies when it comes to our veggies.
That's cool.
However, you know, now I'm starting to think, do we get the little wire fence or is that, sad though?
Like, yeah, but they learn, they don't go.
I don't want him to get shocked.
Like twice.
He's kind of stupid.
He'll
keep jumping, you know? And so my wife was like thinking mouse traps, like around the edge of the garden.
That's like. His nose, you come home.
Yeah, dude, his little paw broken. Oh, man, I don't know. But I guess they have rubbery, like, softer ones that don't really, they just scare you. But my thing is, I'm willing to bet the dog would in turn go, tink, tink, and you know, snap all the mousetrap stuff.
Yes.
And then at the end of it be,
like, it's done.
Yeah. Billiam.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, Billiam.
What you talking about?
Talking about what a man's pet says about his romantic potential, and you're a single dude.
Let's see if this is true.
What kind of pet do you have?
I have a kitty.
You have a kitty cat, number two on the list. Ladies,
yes.
Here we go.
Does that mean I have high potential?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Cat says that you found a sensitive fella.
Oh, yes. Good job.
Not only is he sensitive and just loves to send you photos of his kitty all day long.
I do that
and
to
or
people.
Post them to Facebook and Twitter. Huh. I'm not sure why this is. But guys with cats are prone to such things like that. Also, although Mitten the Kitten can can stand spending a night alone thanks to her litter box. The facts and remains that she gets very lonely when her owner isn't there, and that means he'll be spending most of it, if not all, it's dealing with his cat. So, Mitten the kitten needs her owner. So, yeah.
Go on back home, Will.
Sensitive.
I would love to go home and crawl in bed with my kitty.
Wow. You're just a sensitive fella.
I am a sensitive fella. I have feelings.
Moving on. Feelings and felines. That should be a book. Number three, fish. If your dude has a tank full of fish, he just may be low on the emotions and
boring.
Is probably cold as a fish, actually, because pets are meant to be cuddled, not stared at, and that's kind of weird. My kids yeah. have fish, though. But that's because I'm teaching them responsibility.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Fish is like a gateway pet.
So true. Except unless they're like goldfish, then you like 12 cents and they keep dying, so you just keep getting another goldfish.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's the freak goldfish that never die, which my mom has one of those in her pond.
Yeah, we have Danios, and we've had them for years.
Wait,
and
you,
they won't
you have
die.
Fish?
Yeah, my son. Oh. And he takes really good care of them. They're like these giant Danio things. And they kill everything else. So we had like a sucker fish, and we try to put other things in there, and I guess they're aggressive, and they just eat them. So we're like, ooh. I quit. You guys are on your own.
I had a beta that lived for over 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, they say, check it out. Yeah, he may have some pet allergies or something, which is why he has fish, but there's just something weird and Dr. Evilish about a guy who owns only fish as pets. I don't know.
I don't know about him.
Yeah, I should have pre-read some of these things. Parrots! Again, not exactly a pet you can cuddle with, but at least you can pet it and teach it to say things. A dude with a pet parrot is probably the type who's super stoked with himself. How can you tell? Well, he taught his parrot to say the same pretentious and stupid cheesy lines he tried on you the first time you met him. So
true that.
As if...
Just kidding, I don't know.
We need more... Yeah. More repeaters who are like... saying, yeah, terrible one-liners.
What was that noise?
Yeah, that's the little parrot thing. Yeah. Dudes with a rabbit. The reason your man would have a pet rabbit is because he never had one when he was a kid, and now that he's living it on his own, he's going to finally fulfill a dream. I never had a pet rabbit. I wanted a bunny. The rabbit's name is probably something like Rambo or Killer to make up for the fact that he's a dude who owns a bunny. But true story, he's trying to fulfill some childlike... Yeah.
It's kind of cute, though.
Wow. Wow.
They're soft and they're cute.
Yeah. Yeah, for chicks. You're right. They are. The funny thing is...
Chick magnet.
I know it. I'm not going to say it on the air. Yes, I am. A friend of mine is a rabbit owner, and he's one of the toughest dudes I know, actually.
See?
And I kid you not. Am I going to out him? Yeah. I think I'm going to out him. I really think I am.
Okay, just do it.
Yeah, okay. So,
Sorry, person.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He also happens to be the lead singer of a band called Project 86.
You just did it.
I did, Andrew. Andrew owns a rabbit named Polamalu.
That's not like a tough name, though.
Polamalu. Yeah, it is, because he's named after Troy Polamalu.
I think that's a sports player.
Who is a safety
player.
I know.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's
football.
A crazy Steelers fan.
Something with...
Maybe.
He's yeah. a cute is little
he,
rabbit.
Is he the guy with the hair?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy with the hair. Like
he's the dude with the hair.
I don't know how they play that yeah. game without pulling his hair to tackle him.
Yeah, well, that's actually legal. And he's on
that's
defense,
legal?
So yeah, it's part of the uniform. It's considered part of the uniform.
Maybe it's just like those reggae beanies that you can buy where the dreads are attached to the helmet instead of him.
Wait, yeah. hold on. We're sidetracking. We're
yeah.
rabbit trailing.
Ah!
The hair... Is part of his uniform?
It's considered part of the uniform.
Even though it's so attached to his head.
Yes, yeah, so if you have long dreads or something, that's why sometimes, like Larry Fitzgerald, you'll see dudes get drugged down by their hair. I'm telling you,
but
I bet you they do it on purpose.
Then there's that rule where you can't grab their collar.
That's called horse collar. Yeah, you can't grab the collar, but you can grab their
why?
Hair.
Their hair, that's like whiplash, that's follicles.
Maybe it's because they don't want grown men to have hair down to their waist. I don't know.
This is.
I didn't make the rules,
this
Michelle.
Is bent. This is bent. This is a crooked system.
We're talking about dudes and their pets and what they say about their romantic potential for all you single ladies out there, so that you can be prepared and ready before you know before you actually date a dude. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, Andrew Schwab, rabbit owner.
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
You know, the lead guitarist from Blood and Water owned a rabbit, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so random.
I remember because, like, the first week I was in California, they were all working, and I just hung out at his house and played with his rabbit all day.
That is even weirder.
We bonded.
Wow. All right. What a man's pet says about his romantic potential. A rodent. Whether it's a mouse, a rat, a hamster, a guinea pig, if he has some sort of furry creature that lives in a cage and he's over the age of 15.
15.
You really, really need to think long and hard about whether you seriously want to date this dude. Why? Well, it's a grown man with the gerbil. So, that's weird,
What's
man.
What's wrong with gerbils?
I never owned gerbils. I never wanted to. When I was a kid, I had a friend who had a gerbil, and it bit me, and I hated little rodents ever since.
Yeah, you know.
No, thank you.
About a year and a half ago, I got a gerbil. I don't know, actually. It was like a hamster. Someone in the office gave it to me. I was like, yeah, I never had one as a child. The reason I got it.
Right.
And it bit me, and I was done with it. I was like, I can't even pick this thing up. I'm supposed to be able to pick it up, and it's supposed to love me, and it bit me, and so I gave it to a daycare.
Yeah. Nicely done.
You gave it to a bunch of kids?
Yes. And
so it can bite them?
Yeah, but no, it doesn't.
Speaking of crazy animals you always wanted, this next one I actually had, and similar story, a ferret. Now, technically, we could put these in the rodent category, however, you know.
Don't they not have, like, vertebrae or something?
Dude, something about their sneakiness just, yeah.
The sneakiness.
The sneakiness of a ferret. In fact, that's actually what it says. Something about the sneakiness of a ferret just makes it stand alone. A guy who owns a ferret is either A, the Beastmaster, which is why I wanted one. You remember the movie The Beastmaster?
No, it was so bad.
It was a terrible 80s movie, and he was the Beastmaster. And
I was born in 88.
He talked to animals, and he had ferrets, and I'm like, I want a ferret like the Beastmaster.
Wasn't there like a TV series offshoot of it?
Really?
Beastmaster.
I have 4. No idea.
4.3, oh, Master Re.
Beastmaster. Yeah, so anyways. Yeah, a guy who owns a ferret's probably relatively shady and most likely hiding something.
This guy?
That's the Beastmaster!
Vanna Bonta. What does that
and
mean?
And looking at him as an adult.
Oh, was he a child in that movie?
Wow, I was a kid that loved that movie. That is really creepy. Yeah, if the dude takes a ferret for walks on a leash, not only is he a sketchball,
right?
He also likes attention and not the good kind. So... this again, according to Yahoo. So, dudes out there with ferrets, don't get mad at me, bro.
It's just what the paper says.
Yeah, I love this next one because Pastor Sean Ambergy's coming in this morning at 8, and he owns his office is full of these crazy lizard things, iguanas, and/or he's got two huge bearded dragons. That he has leashes for, that he walks around Los Alamos.
That's
how could you know?
Looking for attention.
No. It's cool, man. In fact, iguanas say this about a man. He thinks he's a bad dude. He also thinks he's still in a frat house where he was once the cool guy because he had an iguana.
Yeah.
My
sister definitely had an iguana in college, and she put it in the one room, and it froze to death.
Yeah.
I was there.
Although these days he's not as into his iguana as he used to be. He just can't give them up, man. Because they have all those shared memories from college days, after all. Like getting his pet high. Because that's usually what they did.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It was stupid. I had a friend who had an iguana, and that's all he did in high school.
Was get his pet high?
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
What, do they act different when they're high?
I don't know. I wasn't ever really super around for those time periods.
Gosh.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so anyways, ladies, if he's got a pet lizard, stay away.
It's a no.
Yeah. And lastly, getting even a little creepier, which is hilarious because my next door neighbor has about 12 of these, snakes.
Oh, that's not creepy.
Seriously.
That's not creepy.
A grown man with a snake?
I've had snakes all my life up until my brother moved out.
Did your brother have snakes?
He still does.
Does he drive a Camaro and rock a Metallica t-shirt?
No.
Does he say, yeah?
No, my brother's half black. He's awesome.
that is so random. You're like, no, it's totally different. I'm going to go with ethnicity. I
imagine that if you're listening to metal. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Have you never heard of Seven Dust?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. What about... I'm trying to think now. I'm like, what's that other awesome metal band that has... Never mind. Anyways. So basically, check it. If he's got a snake, come on. Yeah, he wants you to watch him feed a mouse. check it out, bro. Watch how we feed them.
That's how my brother talks.
Run, run, run. In fact, as Iron Maiden would say, run to the hills. Because he's probably still listening to Iron Maiden. Anyways, yeah.
I don't know if my brother knows who Iron Maiden is.
What a man's pet says about his romantic. Basically, they have to have a dog, is what this says. Or no pets.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it's telling us.
So
otherwise, they're not normal.
Yeah.
What about sheep?
Ooh, we got to talk about that. We'll definitely talk. Wait, I like that.
Yeah.
Because you told me this story about a dude and his sheep, and wow. It's kind of a sad tale.
It's sad.
It is sad. And you laughed hysterically because you're a horrible human being.
No.
So we'll talk about this coming up and why Michelle is evil. Right now we got the Glass Ocean, Men Weren't Meant to Fly, Static Radio. Good morning.
He's quite a personality.
Static Radio.
Thursday now. Oh man, it's the Steve Radio program. I got Mitch and I got Billiam, and you're listening to Static Radio. What? Yeah. Hey everybody.
What's up? Hey. I was trying to sing really high,
but then it just made my eyes water instead.
Dude. This song is the jam.
I like this song.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the Ataris.
Have you ever seen them?
I've never seen them.
Disappointing.
I know.
Disappointing. You're like their era more so than I am.
I am. Dude, I am a fan. Okay, so we were going to talk about pretty much the saddest thing in the universe.
Yes.
For laughter's sake.
It's just a funny story. I mean, it's sad that it happened.
Yeah, but not before we do this.
Oh, on the spot. Alrighty, looks like Highway 50 in Bernalillo, as well as west of I-25, there is one lane in both directions.
Really?
Both directions.
Ugh.
So you have to use the south entrance to I-25, that's entrance 240, or you can just go through Rio Rancho, and that is your look at traffic.
Booyah! Nailed it! Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Sopo! And it's time to give those guys a call. We haven't called them this morning.
I know that I
made my own coffee this morning, so...
I just poured this cup. I have to drink it.
I'm going to get breakfast.
That's what I want.
That's a good idea.
Are they going to get mad if we all order?
No.
Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Michael!
What is up, homies?
Dude, howdly doodly, neighbor.
We don't do that here, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Doing well. Can't complain. You know, I've had many a phone call about that Ned Flanders guy at Solomon's Porch.
Oh, man. And, yeah. They were like, Christians watch The Simpsons? What is up with that?
No.
Yeah.
Pretty much half of the writers are like... Are or were believers, so, yeah.
Or were.
Yeah.
Most likely were.
So, just so you know. So, this morning is going to be an interesting morning. Definitely need a Steve-er.
Steve-er, sounds good.
Yeah. Also, do you guys have the parfaits this morning? Like the yogurt with the granola and a fruit of awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, all right. Lactose intolerant.
Booyah! Yeah, it's yogurt, dude.
Yogurt's supposed to be good for you. We read this yesterday.
Yeah, yogurt's really, really good for you. And what's the fruit this morning?
The fruit this morning will be frozen blueberries.
Blueberries! See, antioxidants?
Yes.
Man, I'm going healthy this morning.
Good job.
I'm going to get me a parfait with some yummy granola.
All because of that app.
Yeah, all because of that app. And then what are you getting?
I'm going to get another burro.
A burro?
Bacon, green.
Okay. Bacon and green, sounds good. Sure.
What are you going to get, Billiam?
Oh, I can't decide. I think I'm going to get a parfait.
Yeah, there it is.
Parfait. Two parfaits?
Two parfaits. Yeah.
Oh,
a Stever and a burro.
Can I get mine, like, paninied?
Paninied? Oh, yeah.
Oh, your burro?
Yeah.
That's called a Stever.
Oh, can I get
That's
a Stever?
That's what happens. The Stever gets them
and
grilled,
green?
And they, I don't know.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
You're getting it Stevered.
I'm going to get it Stevered.
All right, there it is.
That.
All right, Michael.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right, thanks. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. And yeah, not just coffee. No, I don't think any of us got coffee this morning.
No.
I'm like, dude, I'm hungry. I made my own coffee at 5 o'clock this morning, so
I'm
doing
up.
Pretty good.
You've been up since 5 o'clock this morning.
I'm going to sing the praises of this app regularly.
I'm pretty sure that's against the rules in the Bible.
It's not like an idol. It helps me. It got me up early, and you know what the cool thing is? It actually got me up early enough that I was like, I'm not lazy this morning, and I'm going to do my quiet time before I do anything else.
Wow.
Wait, what is your app that got you up?
So check it out, dude. I got this app. A listener yesterday called in, because I suck at waking up. Waking up,
me
and
too.
Plus me equals doom and failure. Like, that's pretty much what happens. I hate waking up in the morning.
It's brutal.
And being that I work in morning radio, I have to wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you don't say.
It's bad. It's really bad. I have to get up in the morning. I don't get to sleep in like most of my band friends who call me at like, you know, 2 a.m. because they're awake because they're sleeping until 2 p.m. And so, a guy called yesterday and said, dude, you need to check out this app, bro. And he was telling me to check it out because it allows you to play songs from your iPhone, like your music, to help wake you up. And so I'm like, I already like this idea because as it stands, normally you have to use the alarm and all you get is like ringtones. And that's weak.
You know what song I programmed as my alarm?
Huh?
Journey.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Don't Stop Believing or what?
Wow. It's just the chorus. So every morning, it's like, don't stop.
But do you hate that song now? Because I know that I have to pick a song that I don't ever want to hate.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't jam it any other areas besides my alarm clock now.
Yeah, see, that would drives me. Chrissy's got a song. Yeah. Hey, time to wake up, buddy.
Deja vu.
Yeah. That'd be tough for me. It's got to be a song that you... I need to change them regularly so that I don't do that very thing because there are certain Thrice songs like Artist in the Ambulance. Brand new POD right there. Song called Lost in Forever. Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio Program. And Mitch.
Hello.
And Billiam. He's making his way over.
Enjoying my parfait.
Yeah. 7:51 now. Big ol' thanks to SoPo.
Breakfast Solomon's Porch.
Deliciously yummy this morning.
And thanks to delivery of Sean.
Yeah, Sean Avery bringing us a...
And Stever.
And Stever. Yeah.
And Stever. It is 7:52 now, and we got to talk about this. I know you have to go. You got to get to your real job.
Yes.
So I'm going to do this story in 3 minutes. What not to do. Check it out. John Freeman says he didn't go to the Portland International Airport intending to get completely naked. True story.
No.
Yeah.
No.
However, after feeling harassed by TSA screeners on Tuesday, which, by the way, stands for Transportation Security Administration, in case you were ever curious. That's really what
good
it stands
to know.
For. Yeah. The 50-year-old man stripped down.
Aww.
Yeah.
Birthday suit.
In a protest, which, of course, brought even more attention from airport screeners, national headlines, and some time in jail. Apparently, it's frowned upon to... get naked at the airport.
That's weird.
Hmm. Yeah. Here's what happened.
Good to know.
TSA agents were, quote-unquote, harassing him, according to what he says. So he said, hey, I just took my clothes off and said, look, I don't have any explosives.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
We don't condone that.
Oh, man. He says the individuals at TSA were just doing their jobs, but the whole organization needs to find a balance between safety and privacy because they use fear and intimidation, and it's got to stop somewhere.
It stops when you're naked.
Yes.
The TSA had a different take on the incident, however. TSA partners with the traveling public to screen all passenger safety and efficiently. When a passenger chooses to be purposefully disruptive, they notify law enforcement. John Brennan, he lives in Portland. He was traveling to California for business. He went through the metal detector. He was patted down, and he tested positive for explosives.
How do you test positive
right.
for that?
You were lactose intolerant. He had milk earlier.
Got it. Milk?
Milk. He says he felt humiliated, and that's when he said, you know what? Heck with it. He's no stranger to a naked protest. In fact, he's participated them before in Portland. Did I mention he lives in Portland? So
Portland.
He's a Portlandian.
We all know how they
are. So he says he's aware that it's a tool he can use for free speech. And as an Oregonian and a citizen, one of my ways of expressing myself is to be naked because it gets people's attention. Well, it got him attention, but not the attention he was hoping for, probably, because... He's standing in his birthday suit near the security area where people were retrieving their shoes and trying to put their belts back on.
Shield your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no one wants to have to be around that when they...
No, dude. You're already frustrated at the airport because I hate hanging out at airports. And then you see, like, naked old dude, and you're like, really, bro?
You're tying your shoes, putting them back on to pick your head up. Big butt in your face.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Come on. Mr. Brennan's actions caused two screening lanes to be closed, and some passengers obviously had to cover their eyes and their children's eyes and be moved away from the screening area. Others stepped out of the screening lanes to look, laugh. Some even took photos.
They would.
Probably posted them on Facebook.
Portlandians.
Yeah. TSA officials immediately called the police, and Brennan was handcuffed.
Put a bird on it.
Here's the problem, man. Not only is he naked, but then they handcuff him. My prayer is they handcuffed him, like, in front. So at least he could cover himself because, let's be honest. Oh, good news. TSA officers actually draped a blanket over him
when
he was
thoughtful.
Handcuffed. So there it is. So, yeah, he literally was taken to a county jail. He faces charges of disorderly conduct and, of course, indecent exposure. So next time you're in the airport and you're test positive for explosives, don't strip nude. It's frowned upon.
Well, looks like he taught them a valuable lesson.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have explosives on him. So that's one good thing.
He proved that.
Dude, they have some crazy stuff. I just had to go, you know, to Nashville. And one of the things that they, like, sprayed my hands and ran this, like, I don't know, weird thing over my hands to check for debris of some kind.
They didn't ever do that to me. I went out of the country.
They start pulling people out of the line. They pulled me out of the line.
Do you look sketchy?
Apparently I look sketchy. They pulled me out of the line before I even went through the first thing, and they sprayed my hands and did this thing, whoop, whoop. And the whole time I was like, this is amazing. And she was like, sir, what we're doing is, and, you know, she was explaining everything, telling me what they were testing for and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, this is all, like, scientifical, like,
scientifical.
I was just, like, blown away. It's like Minority Report and stuff, right? All right. Yeah, I saw that movie. This is cool.
Scan my eye.
Yeah. So, yeah. I just kind of turned it into fun. So, anyways, not as much fun as John Brennan had at the Portland airport. So, yeah. Don't strip naked.
Save that for the ball
games. That's what we've
learned. For real.
Okay. Anyways, all right. Coming up, we've got Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. He's back. He's in studio coming up in a sec.
He brought us our food.
He did. Right now, brand new music from Love and Death featuring Brian Head Welch. Song's called Chemicals. Static Radio. Good morning. James Vincent McMorrow, Sparrow and the Wolf, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. That's not the music I was looking for. That was Woody Woodpecker. Oh, man, it's a Steve Radio program. Steve Owen Billiam this morning. And Michelle, she had to head on over to her real job. Yeah. And to my right, Clay Schroff, the Aspen Project. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
It was good. Traffic was actually flowing very well, so I'm in a great mood now.
Nice. I like that ring.
Thanks.
What is that? Is that high school?
No.
College?
No. It's a little, I sold a few cars and they gave me a ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Looks like you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you pay extra for that.
Yeah. To my left, Sean Ambergy, New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos.
Wow, Las Cruces, that's a first.
That is a first.
Las Cruces, Alamos.
I'm in Los Alamos.
I know. It's good to be back, man.
It's good to have you finally.
Thanks for giving me a break.
Yeah.
I know that I'm, you know, it's hard to put
up
with
me
every week.
We just had Aaron Gillespie in studio last Thursday, and he did a brand new song that, you know, was probably the most epic thing you'll never, ever get to hear because we can't share it.
But, right.
You know.
I'm not bitter about that.
Yeah, so glad you missed. And, yeah. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey, if you really want to bug airport security, when you go in the 360 scanner, scream "Beam me up, Scotty" from Star Trek.
I like that. That's
they don't
clever
do thinking. Anything. They just get really annoyed by you.
I'm flying in a couple weeks. I'll have to remember that.
I'm totally going to rip that off. I'm absolutely using that. So thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right.
I've seen Steve-O at the grocery store, and he does the Jedi throw your hand to open up the automatic doors.
I pretty much do. Yeah. Every time. It's kind of cool.
Use the force.
Use the force. You got to. You got to.
Have you ever walked into one of those doors?
I have not.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Open for you?
Yeah, there's a Mart store in Rio Rancho.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the old doors that opens out. You know, they get the sliders that slide open.
Yeah.
This is one of the old ones that opens out.
Oh.
And I was walking and, you know, walking at a certain pace. And I got up to the door thinking, okay, I'm going to get closer and it's going to open right as I get there. And the door never opened till after I slammed into it and then it opened. It was fun. Yeah. One of my favorite days.
Yeah, yeah. On record, favorite days. So, yeah, dude. Clay, I want to talk to you about some things. Obviously, Aspen Project. I read the story and I thought about you. And so I have to share this story first. And then we can discuss further, you know, all that you do.
Let's go.
All right. Some middle school runners are playing the part of the hero right now, actually. Denver Middle School cross-country runner and two of his classmates found what could have been a gold mine. And to me, as a baseball dude, it was a gold mine. More than $1,500 worth of Colorado Rockies tickets bundled together. Yeah. Like, we're talking season tickets of awesomeness. The Rockies are actually playing the Angels this year, and I'm going. So I could have used those tickets.
Did you buy a ticket from them?
I did not buy a ticket from them. Instead of cashing in on their good fortune, actually, these three teenagers decided it was more important to do the right thing, launching a full-scale search to find the rightful owners of the missing season tickets. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
As reported by Denver NBC affiliate 9news.com, St. Vincent de Paul Middle School student Alex... whatever. Eamon Duffy and Ben Capra were alerted to a stack of tickets on the road near the Welshire Golf Club on Monday when a jogger ran past and asked if the tickets were the property of the boys. When the trio walked over to check out what she was talking about, they discovered 42 tickets broken down into groups of 3 tickets to 14 different home games. That's a gold mine for, like, mid-school kids.
That'd be fun.
That is like a summer of awesome for them.
But then they'd have to sit in the seats and someone would know that they were their tickets.
Yeah, the tickets in the pack weren't just normal seats either. According to 9 News, all of the tickets were just rows behind home plate. Right behind home plate. We're talking summer of awesomeness. Man. But all three decided, you know what? We need to find the seat's rightful owners. And after failing in an attempt at a nearby neighborhood and coming up empty on all the other clues, the teens turned to the news channel, which got in contact with the Rockies organization, who then tracked down the season ticket holder who actually owned the seats. As a result, the Colorado boys plan to hand over the tickets on the coming Monday evening. And, clearly the commitment of the teenagers to find the rightful owners to a set of lost tickets speaks to their character alone and also provided a powerful reminder that not all teen athletes are jerks and out for their own interest. Anyways, as these Colorado youngsters proved, sometimes the right thing truly is more important and more rewarding in a personal way. Now, they didn't get anything. It's not like, hey, they got returned and then the owner gave them all season tickets or nothing like that. But the right thing happened. And it was amazing to me to hear a story about these three mid-schoolers who definitely could have had, like, the summer of their lives right behind home plate all summer long. I'm not going to lie. I'm a grown man, and I would have stared at those tickets for a good long while before I called somebody.
Your wife would have told you to return.
She would have, and we would have. But,
you know, just to tell on myself, we have guys that sell dubbed DVDs.
Right? Yeah.
And I wasn't really thinking about it. So I buy these really cool DVDs. I bring them home and I go, babe, I got this. You know, we were going to go to the movies. And she goes,
we don't have to.
And she goes, throw them away. They're stolen.
Yeah.
There we went.
Yeah.
It's wisdom that, you know, follows God's word, you got to follow.
I'm not a fan of the internet in that way. That's like the one way. Because movies, music, it just gets out, it leaks, and then. Yeah, thanks to torrents, people steal, and it's like, oh, it's no big deal. No, that's theft, bro.
It's still theft.
It's theft. And so it was awesome to see these three mid-school boys do the right thing. And, to tie it into the Aspen Project, when I saw that, I thought of you because this is what you guys are doing regularly, mentoring children, finding good homes for them, Christian homes for them, for these children, these foster kids, so that, man, they can grow up with godly men and women of character around them, And man, maybe make the right decisions like these other kids in Denver did. So
we have a mentorship training program actually for anyone who's. I'm glad you brought it in like that. What a segue.
Yeah.
The 26th of this month, which is Thursday at 6:30, we're meeting at LifeQuest.
Okay.
And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be training and raising up people to go into group homes and minister to kids that have had some setbacks. Now, along with that, if a person chooses to stay with LifeQuest, we're cool with that because that's the same program, but that's going into the detention centers. And that is this. And I'll have it up on Facebook here in about 20 minutes.
Okay, cool.
But it's a great way to go.
Yeah.
To everyone who is at Valencia County, we have over 50 people going through classes to become foster parents,
wow.
and they had five. So,
wow.
way to go, church in Valencia
no
County.
Kidding. Yeah. Dude, that's pretty huge. I like that.
Way to step up.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. Now, so now we're reaching out to the rest of the community, north, south, east, west. We need y'all. So, that's something that we need the community to step up on. If you are a church and you have not told your congregation that God calls you to care for the fatherless, we'll come out. We'll speak for you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. How can people get in contact with you? I mean, call you directly is one way, obviously, but 410-4460, your phone number, by the way.
Facebook is probably the most up-to-date because it takes me so long to update the websites.
Yeah.
Call me or check out the website, and then it has all my contact information. We're not hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, and I mean, calling on you churches, man, if you're listening, and maybe you've never had a program like that, and maybe you've never had an awareness meeting at all. That's awesome. Go out and share. And
real quick, every last Sunday of the month, we're having a foster parent support group, Christian foster care support group right here in our family room. And that's at 4:00 on Sundays. And that's also posted. We post everything. So check it out.
Cool.
Get involved.
Yeah, no kidding. I like that.
Return the tickets, but save one for Steve-O.
Yeah. Preferably June 8th through 10th, because that's when the Angels are playing the Colorado Rockies. No, I already got tickets, actually. We're going up there with our dear friend Ramsey, who lives up there, and taking the boys.
But he'll swap them for tickets right behind home plate.
Right. Ours are right behind the Angels' dugout, so we're kind of freaking out excited. We got him, and then Albert Pujols became an Angel, and now people actually care. Even though we're the worst in the AL West. Angels are awful right now.
Just go ahead. It ain't about winning when you're bringing the kids to the game.
Exactly, because that's a win-win.
That's awesome.
Even if we lose. It's fun. Clay Schroff, Aspen Project.
Thank you, brother.
AspenProject.org. Check that out, and then I will definitely link your Facebook to our Facebook.
Awesome, awesome.
So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming right back, we've got Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos and Billiam. Hanging out as well. And right now, some Heath McNeese for you. Natural Disaster Baptism. Static Radio. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Step up. I'm on it. I think my tongue is numb. That didn't come out right.
Why is your tongue numb?
Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Frozen blueberries in my yogurt.
No, I think it's the yogurt. The lactose intolerant thing, I think it's making your tongue numb.
It's starting to feel
making your
weird.
Your numb-tum.
Yeah. I'm reaching behind you. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos.
Good morning.
Yay. And Billiam to my right.
Yay.
Dude, I wish I could grow facial hair like you.
Oh, well.
Like Billiam?
He's got pretty sweet mustache.
He's got a super sweet stash.
See, I put all my efforts into the stash because I can't grow any other hair on my face.
Ah.
So.
You can grow eyebrows pretty good.
Yeah, except for this one's kind of bald in the middle.
That's true. Is that like a scar?
Yeah.
What happened?
When I think I was 2-ish, I was running through the living room, and on that tile to carpet transition, I got caught up and flew into the coffee table.
Oh! Dude, that's
funny.
Seven
stitches, bro.
Yeah, I have one right above my eyebrow because I fell into the brick fireplace corner. Yeah, when I was like a year old. Yep.
Okay, I have one because I had a teenage girl throw a rock at me and shoot me in the head.
Are you serious?
Dead serious, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was probably 10.
Wow.
And my friends and I, we were playing, you know, war, battle, right. Shooting each other. And,
yeah.
And,
like boys.
Yeah, you know, playing in the neighborhood and doing things. And
then a girl got involved.
Well, we were in the backyard, and we saw these two teenage girls walking down the street. And so I thought that they were the enemy. And so I picked up a charcoal briquette that was right there, and I acted like it was a grenade, and I pulled the pin with my teeth,
right,
and I
course.
Launched it over.
Perfect sense landed, so far.
Landed, you know, pretty close in proximity to where they were walking, and one of the girls came over, and she was of a different ethnicity, uh-huh. and began speaking in a language that I did not understand,
right,
and yelling at me, and uh-huh. pointing, and screaming, and she picked up a rock and acted like she was going to throw it at me.
And you just stood there because you're like, oh, I don't know.
No, so I ducked because I thought she was going to like throw it at my head. So yeah. I ducked and she threw it at my leg. And it hit me in the head.
Wow.
And it was one of those bell ringers. Like all I could hear was, oh. Yeah. And I grabbed my head and blood is going everywhere.
Yep.
I'm running down the street. It was like real war, man. It was like, you know.
See? That's what happens.
You get what you pretend for, I guess.
What? Wow, dude. Speaking of you get what you pretend for, perfect segue, actually. A Kentucky prankster who thought he would be funny and posed next to a police cruiser was arrested after he posted the photo on Facebook. The incriminating shot shows Michael Baker, 20 years old, flipping the bird as he's crouched next to a Jenkins Police Department squad car, and he had a jug of gas, and it looked like he was siphoning the gasoline.
Either siphoning the gasoline or he was putting something in the car.
He was just standing there and he thought, it'd be funny to take a photo and post it on Facebook pretending like I was stealing the cops' gas. He says, I mean, if I was actually going to steal it, I wouldn't put it on Facebook nationwide. We don't steal, man. But it didn't matter. He put the photo on Facebook, and he got a little bit of the gas because, well, he had the jug there, and he was siphoning it. And so whether or not he was pretending to steal the gas... Yeah.
Maybe it was just supposed to be a prank, but then after, you know, smelling too much of the gas, it turned into he forgot what he was doing.
Yeah. An arrest warrant dated April 16th obtained by the Smoking Gun shows that Baker spent the night in jail and was charged with theft by unlawful taking. The photograph, obviously, has since been removed from Baker's Facebook profile, but... Jenkins Police Department now looking into lockable gas caps. Good job.
That should be standard anyways.
Yeah, so if you're going to pretend like you're going to steal police officers' gas and you take a photo of it, don't put it on Facebook! Because, spent a night in jail for that one.
Durr.
Stupid, man. Static Radio.
What's up? Good morning.
What is up?
Hey, check it out. I got a funny Facebook story, about me posting up something. My son turned 13, and I thought it'd be cool to take him out shooting. And so we take it doesn't matter whose idea it was.
Yeah.
What? So we end up taking one of these stuffed animals, and for target, and then we have some other targets. So he has a 9mm in his hand, I shoot first, and then I tell him it's automatic. You don't have to do nothing after you pull the trigger once. And it was crazy. I made a video, and what he did, he plays a lot of Call of Duty and stuff like that. So when he pulled the trigger, he wouldn't stop pulling it. He unloaded the whole clip in like 2 seconds.
Wow.
And he was kind of like, and his face was like, what the heck's going on? And I'm like, oh my God, Josh. I said, you just pull it once and then reset. But to come to find out, I go look at the doll, and one of the eyes are shot out.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa. So I posted on Facebook. Next thing you know, like an hour later, you are not allowed to post any more photos on Facebook.
Wow, dude.
So, yeah, it passed. I could
post up now, but, you know. Your probation is over? Your Facebook probation?
Yeah, man, and I don't know what it was, man. It was just, it was a video. My son growing up learning how to shoot a gun. I'm sure every man wants to, try to teach their kids how to use a weapon and be responsible. And
And but yeah, man, I got busted and I wasn't able to post for a few weeks.
Wow, dude.
So yeah, that's my dumb post Facebook story.
Word. Pool boy for Christmas.
Later,
man. Wow.
Breaking the law
of
the internet.
For reals, man. Okay, we're talking apparently now stupid Facebook posts, but yeah, a man stole gas from a cop car, got caught because he posted a photo of it on Facebook and then tried to pretend like he was just joking, but spent a night in jail. I love the end. Jenkins Police Department now looking into lockable gas caps. Yeah. Actually, it segs into something else. The APD is actually getting an overwhelming response right now, our very own Albuquerque Police Department, because the mayor wants the people of Albuquerque to design the new police cruiser. True story. It's currently happening right now, actually. I found this at cabq.gov, and so if you live in the Albuquerque area and you're interested in this, the APD is considering a change in the look of its police cruisers and the, what are they called, the Crown Royal? Is that what they are?
The Crown Victoria?
No, they're using the Impalas now.
Yeah, the Crown Victoria in August, Ford discontinued it and replaced it with a different model. Well, at the same time, Chevy and Dodge started manufacturing police cruisers as well. And so the city has decided all new car purchases, the Dodge Charger.
Sweet.
So the APD is going to be cruising around in a Dodge Charger, but they want Albuquerque's help deciding what it's going to look like.
It's going to look like a royal wall that's got tagged already or something.
Dude that's kind of cool,
down
though.
Down the side. Graffiti.
Yeah, except I don't know that they...
That would give us an edge, I guess, as far as city.
Sort of. I don't know. Because do you think people would be like, oh, that's not cool because that's illegal to post graffiti places.
But graffiti... Even though it is graffiti, it's a huge art form.
Yeah.
Especially around here. And it can look good.
Yeah.
Placed appropriately, not on property you don't own, everybody.
True story. Well, apparently, this is, you know, dating back a little while, actually. But they've recorded many, many responses for the new police cruiser. And this year, they're replacing about 60 cars. And one thing's for sure, the new cars will not be Crown Victorias, obviously. But yeah. Dude, the Dodge Charger. I want a Dodge Charger.
You should be a cop.
Yeah.
Then you can get one.
Probably can't do that. I think I'm already, like, too old. Isn't that, like, an age
group to
start?
The background check or something?
No, I'd pass a background check. I just think I'm too... I think you have to be, like, a certain age. I remember when I was, like, wanting to go back
to
college.
It's not like football, dude.
Yeah, but I wanted to go back to school, and I was like, dude, I'm going to go back to NIMI. Like, this was some years ago.
Ugh.
And it was like, you got to be, like, 21 or younger to, you know... And I was like, okay, never mind. I don't know. I'm just saying. You never know.
You're just afraid of the intense endurance challenges.
Yeah, I know. David Myers, dear friend of the show, and lead singer for Old Man Shattered, he's actually in the academy right now for the fire department. And so he called in early this morning for a wake-up call because he needed it. But he's getting his butt kicked right now. So, yeah, I couldn't do that either. Like carrying a... The Wedding Won't Back Down. Static Radio, good morning.
Oh, yeah!
I was inspired from The Wedding.
Steve-O, Billiam in studio, and a very special guest this morning, Pastor Sean Ambergy from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm waking up, Eric. Eric Maldonado, he's like, dude, are you sleepy or what? I'm like,
dude, right?
I'm waking up. I'm getting there. I'm a little tired, but I'm getting there.
Our dear friend Eric, who lives in Seattle, he's like an hour earlier than us. So if he's awake and you're not awake, there's something wrong.
Well,
he gets up earlier than us.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
So?
True story. Yeah.
Just because he's an insomniac.
It is Thursday morning, 8:47 now. At least Mountain Standard Time, huh? But, okay, you guys know about IKEA, right?
I love IKEA.
Do you?
Giant furniture
store. Giant
freaky
place. Yeah, my wife, it's like crack for wives.
I don't get what the craze is because they have
wives.
All the cool looking furniture, but then none of it's comfortable to sit on because it's like squares.
Well, that's
because
it's like $7 and it's made of wood and you have to build it. And
hey,
so,
have you ever heard the phrase beauty and pain, Will?
That's what I feel when I look in the mirror every morning.
Wow.
So IKEA furniture, that's what it is. You're not buying it for comfort. You're buying it for the look.
Yeah, speaking of, they're going even further with the look and the craziness. Check this out. Already, you know, they are the bachelor one-stop shop, basically, for really cheap, crappy furniture. Yeah, I said it.
Whatever. Leave the Swedes alone, man.
They're venturing into the world of technology with the all-new IKEA TV.
They've had IKEA TVs.
No. Check this out. Yeah, exactly, right? They've got the little cardboard television that... No. This is like a real true blue IKEA TV. New furniture range called Uppleva. I don't know, Swedish word for experience. Integrates an LED TV, a sound system with wireless bass speakers, an internet connection, CD, DVD, and Blu-ray player, all in one self-assembly piece.
Dude, I was in Phoenix in January.
Yeah.
For the Tostitos Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I had to go to IKEA.
Of course.
Because it's, if you're anywhere near one, and you're in IKEA.
You and my wife, I'm telling you, ladies love that place.
You, leave me alone.
I'm starting to question you.
Listen.
You got lizards on leashes. You love IKEA.
I have more shoes than my wife.
You have more shoes than your wife. You have about 17 pairs of...
I use a flat iron on my hair.
...of sunglasses. They're different every time I see you.
Why are you hating on me?
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
Yes, you are. You're hating on me.
I'm not hating. I'm actually describing you. That's not hate. I'm just... Maybe it's like self-examination time.
Time for intervention here?
I guess.
Maybe there's some things you need to start changing.
Anyways, when I was out there, they had these TVs, but of course there's no guts in them. It's just a little cardboard display.
No,
not even cardboard. Like, it's like a... Like, you would think you could turn it on and it looked like it. And I remember
it's hollowed
that,
out.
I remember that name.
Yeah.
So
apparently, although the TV and the other electronics are made by some Chinese manufacturer, TCL, IKEA has built everything around them. Wait. Everything.
The Swedes are now subcontracting out to... Yeah.
Everything goes through China, let's be honest. Let's be completely honest. All the money is flowing through there. So apparently now IKEA has made a partnership with a Chinese manufacturer. It's all in one. It's one piece of furniture that has a TV, sound system, internet, CD, DVD,
microwave,
and Blu-ray player.
Refrigerator.
One piece of furniture.
That sounds incredibly heavy and impractical.
Right? Thank you. You would think that, but being that it's IKEA, it weighs 7 pounds and it's made out of paper and it's going to fall to pieces in 3 months. I'm sorry, dude. Wait. Every time we go to a city anywhere near an IKEA, my wife always, always has to go. And it's like... The way they trick you is there's an entrance and then there's an exit.
It's amazing.
You have to go through the entire store.
And you get lost.
Takes you 7 hours.
Okay, but listen, they have provided a restaurant for you.
Overpriced.
Whatever.
Overpriced, whatever.
Gross hot dogs.
You get a hot dog
something.
And a Coke and a thing of chip for like $1.99.
It's made out of cardboard. It's still overpriced.
Oh,
they just like spray on some like flavor aroma
beef flavor.
Yeah. Have you ventured into any of the Swedish food while you were there?
No, like Swedish meatballs. Yeah. I've had Swedish meatballs.
No, wow.
I like Swiss cheese. Is that Swedish?
It's Swiss, man.
Oh. That's Swish.
Hey, that's not the same place.
No, totally different.
Switzerland and Sweden are different.
Sweden,
that's Switzerland.
Aren't they like neighbors? I've been to a Wiener Schnitzel.
I worked at a Wiener Schnitzel.
I don't know.
Did you take geography?
I didn't. This last week, actually, at our church, we did Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And I failed miserably. This week, actually, Joey, my dear friend Joey Belleville, is going to be the guest at our church. Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Grader? I'm willing to bet he's going to get schooled.
I got schooled.
Yeah, absolutely. I got absolutely schooled by these kids. And so, yeah, that's what we're going through this series right now. And
Brutus is pretty sharp, though.
Yeah, he's... I don't know. Yeah.
Don't sound so confident in your friends.
I don't. You know what? I'm not a fan of IKEA, but I am a fan of pretty much the greatest band in the entire universe.
Ah.
Who also hails from Stockholm, Sweden.
Sweden.
Huh?
Zah.
It was just an excuse to play Blindside. Let's be honest. The song's called Pitiful. Static Radio. Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O, Billiam, And our dear friend Sean Ambergy this morning.
Buenos mananas.
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't that mean good tomorrow?
Good tomorrow morning.
Good tomorrows. Of course, Sean Ambergy, New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. Dude, let's talk about your church.
What about it?
What's going on? What's going on with you guys?
We are recovering from an awesome Easter, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good Easter service. We did a 9 o'clock service this year just to kind of give us some room to set up for our Easter extravaganza that we have at the Los Alamos Golf Course.
Yeah.
We partner with them. It's an event that they've been doing for years. We've been helping them for the last 4 years. We had over 1,200 people there this year.
So you guys are pagans?
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
Yes, we are doing as Paul said. Doing whatever you can.
I was at an Easter barbecue. Uh-huh. That happened. I kid you not. We had friends there, and there was a family there, and it was like, all right, kids, go inside. We're going to start hiding the Easter eggs. And one of the families said, what? I didn't know you guys took part in that. I wish you guys had told me ahead of time you were pagan.
Wow.
Said, I'm not pagan. I love Jesus. Yeah, we're just doing Easter. Yeah, we have kids. We don't like to, squash their joy with legalistic stupidity.
Yeah, I don't see, but that's
how I feel about it. It was unbelievable because then the kids of the said neighbor were bawling. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh man, that's too bad.
Well, the thing is,
sucks.
just because my family's Christian and we're believers doesn't mean my kids should miss out on something like that. You know, because they know what the true meaning of why we celebrate Easter and what Easter is about.
Right.
Easter is not about the eggs and it's not about all of that.
Right.
But, you know, our church is using that as a way to build a bridge with our community and let them know, hey, we're not, you know, like most churches. Who, you know, we want people to come to the church
right.
so we can minister to them. We want to go do the opposite. We want to go out to where they're at and minister to them there. And we see that model. I mean, Jesus himself, he went to where the people were.
You know what you guys should do?
What?
You should literally, because your church is located on like the main road in Los Alamos.
Main drag, yep.
What you should do is start constructing a bridge from your church that goes over the main road to the other side of the road. So that you're literally building a bridge to Los Alamos and they could walk over the bridge to your church. I'm just saying, man. Has anybody ever really thought about building a literal bridge when they're trying to build bridges?
I don't think so.
You know who else would be good at that? Jeff Bridges. He knows a thing or two about bridges.
You know what? Love can build a bridge. Yeah.
I feel like I'm living in Madison County.
So we had a great year, had great weather. This is our fourth year. It's the first time we've actually had really nice weather.
Nice.
So it was a lot of fun. And, man, huge, huge opportunity to just share with the community. You know, here's a church who's wanting to do something. And it's a free event.
Yeah.
And Los Alamos Golf Association does a great job in promoting and advertising, doing some things. And so we're just, you know, getting ready for next year. We've got 15,000 eggs already purchased for next year.
Dude,
yeah.
That's a lot of eggs.
How do you preserve 15,000 eggs?
Well, they're like candy. Well, they're fake eggs.
Yeah. So
that's good. That's good that you chose plastic and not like the real ones, because that'd be kind of gross and weird.
It would be nasty.
That means you have people who literally spend time filling 15,000 eggs with like candy and joy.
Candy and prizes. We do half and half prizes. We do like, you know, little trinket stuff. And so, because we got a lot of parents who don't want their kids to just have candy. And I understand that.
Our neighbors do cash. It was all just cash.
Really?
Every single egg. And I was just like, what?
Wow.
Can I get in on this?
Yeah.
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 There was usually like a buck. A buck was the smallest. There was a five. There was a 20 in one.
What?
It was like, yeah.
Wow.
Kid you not?
Wow.
Yo's family, they do it, and the golden egg, I believe, is the big one, and I think there's a $100 bill in that one.
Did you hear about Easter egg hunt? There's one in somewhere in Colorado that they do something like that, and they had a riot this year. Yeah, because the parents were like yelling at their kids to find that egg.
Right.
And, you know, once the egg was found, it was like, you know,
my kid found it. My kid found it.
Christmas Eve and the last gift on the shelf, and parents fighting over it. And parents, so they may not. This church said they may not do an Easter egg hunt again.
Wow.
Well, I'm like, well, don't use that as,
right.
you know, is you're just setting it up for that.
Yeah, that's, wow.
So we had that.
Pretty bad.
Had that. Had a great week this weekend. Now we're getting ready for a huge concert we've got coming up on the 28th.
That's right.
Project 86, yeah. Righteous Vendetta, and Will It.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to be a lot of fun, man. $10 at the door. We've got $20 VIP tickets.
100% of the proceeds benefit New Beginnings Fellowship,
correct.
Right? Because I was about to slap you in the face.
Correct. They benefit us. That is correct. So,
just saying,
you know
we're non-com.
I understand.
You're talking about IKEA and like Project 86 tickets. I'm like, man, I'm going to beat him.
I wasn't talking about IKEA.
Yeah.
You started talking about IKEA.
Quit rocking the boat. Yeah. NBFLA.org is the website.
Yep.
Tell me you have details.
All of the information's on there.
Okay.
It's also on our Facebook page, too.
Dude, sweet.
So.
All right. I think I have to play some P86 in honor of the fact that I totally accidentally called out Andrew this morning on the air talking about animals and pet owners. What kind of pet you have?
Yeah, by the way.
Speaks to,
by
you know,
the way.
Yeah, what kind of person you are?
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, we need to talk about that because you own creepy lizard thingies.
I don't own creepy lizard thingies.
Yeah, you do. You got two giant bearded dragons.
Yes.
With leashes.
Yes.
You've got...
They're like pets,
what
man.
Is that thing that sticks to the
that's
wall?
That's a tokay gecko.
A tokay gecko.
His name's Gollum.
That's the jerk, right?
Yeah, he's the one that bites.
Yeah,
he bites.
Bites. Yeah. And then, what else do you have? You have a ton of, like, freaky lizard things.
Two leopard geckos.
Yeah.
I've got a high yellow and a traditional.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And then I have a chameleon named Aristotle.
Wow.
We call him Airy. And my collection is growing. I just encountered a python from a friend.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Is it a ball python or what?
Ball python.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm excited about that. I'm supposed to be getting that this week.
Yeah.
And then I had somebody last week call me and was like, hey, I've got two bearded dragons that I can't take care of anymore. Do you want them? You can have them for free. You can have all
the
setup and stuff. So I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
But you don't like. They're
my
creepy.
My kids would.
Yeah, but you don't like
my
them.
My wife would be mad. Well, actually, not so much anymore. My friend Jason has a bearded dragon.
I don't know. Chrissy was pretty open to it when you guys were in my office.
Yeah.
You were the one that was kind of scared and kind of in the corner convulsing.
Salmonella, bro.
Fetal position.
Salmonella. I just want to, I'd have to wash my hands every time I look at them.
Well, you should anyways.
Diseases that just,
You should anyways.
I know. Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah, our dear friend Andrew, he owns a rabbit, so.
Rabbit?
He's got a rabbit named Palomalu. At least he did. Totally, yeah. P86 now. Song's called Safe Haven. It's Static Radio. Good morning. The song is Spirits. The band is Belle Histoire.
Histoire!
It's French.
It's French.
I don't know, man. Belle History is what I say, but it's actually not. Histoire.
It's kind of how it's spelled.
Yeah, it's from their Spirits EP. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O in studio with you.
Steve-O, I'm glad you're here, man.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad to be here. Along with Sean Ambergy, New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. What up?
And you were here early this morning?
I got here early, dude. I got a new alarm app that rocks my world.
I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, it studies my sleep cycle and different patterns and movements and
I don't know about that, man.
I don't know. I have to keep it in my bed next to me. So that's kind of weird.
That's creepy.
It is. It is just a little bit. So, also if there was an emergency, I'd be totally screwed because I have to put it on like airplane mode so that nobody calls me because it's right next to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then, no.
See, that would bother me.
Neighbor calling me because the house is on fire. Not going to answer.
We'll
get it.
Your house or his house?
My house. Or his house.
Does your house have smoke alarms?
It does.
You know what those are for, right?
Yeah, that's true. So there you go. There you go. I'm not in super trouble then.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I do hate the random emails at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, dude. Well, most of my friends that are in bands, that's usually they'll get done with the show, and it'll be like 1 o'clock my time,
right.
And they'll be just getting off the stage, or they'll, dude, I just thought it sounded really funny. Tomorrow on your show, the one that I have to get up in 3 hours for?
Right.
That one? Cool. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah.
So I decided, all right, if they do that, then I have an out. So if I ever decide to call them at 7 a.m. on the morning show, they can't get mad at me.
Well, we've done that a couple times,
we've
too.
We've done that a few times.
You know, and, yeah. and they're usually pretty groggy.
Yeah,
but
pretty bummed out.
Such the lifestyle
yeah.
of a rocker.
Yes, true story. Sean Ambergine, New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos, and you guys have a monster show coming up next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
April 28th.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Project 86.
Yep. Starts at 7.
Love
shows open
guy.
At 6:30. And it's going to be fun, man.
It's not far, man. My wife and I, we all ventured up there to visit your church on a Sunday, and it wasn't a bad drive.
It's not.
A pretty drive.
Well, you guys came up in the morning, too, so you get to see the sun was rising behind you.
Dude,
you get to see the cool
gorgeous,
silhouettes
man.
And everything.
I felt like I was in Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Because it's all, like, super crazy, but then we're still driving the car, so it's futuristic.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. I never actually saw Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't watch movies. I'm a pastor.
I saw the trailer, and the scenery looked awesome. I don't know. Everybody keeps telling me I need to see it, because I'm, like, a comic book guy. And Harrison Ford's in it.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Harrison.
Yeah, I don't know. So I just never had a chance.
I do watch movies, though.
Yeah, I do. I do, too.
I just like saying that for shock value.
Dude, we're like 2 weeks away from the Avengers.
Dude, I'm pumped.
That's going to be like the movie of movies. This is the year. We've got Avengers. We've got Spider-Man this year. We've got Batman this year. We've got The Hobbit Part 1 this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's the movie I'm most excited for is The Hobbit.
Yeah.
That's my favorite book of all time. Fiction.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, I'm stoked. But anyways, hey, if you're ever curious, we actually do movie reviews. We do video game reviews. We do comic book reviews. You can check all those out at gameandmovieguide.com. And we update that, well, regularly. Our dear friend Yo, who will be joining me tomorrow on the morning show, actually. Yeah, does a really good job, dude. Movies, video games, you name it.
Yeah, we check it out for the movies. You know, sometimes there's a movie that we want to go see and not sure, you know, based on a rating, what might be in it and why it's rated that. So my wife will jump on and check out what that is.
Booyah.
And see, you know, why it's rated such.
That's the purpose for the guide. Now, I will say we still give an objective opinion because I know sometimes people say, oh, it's just a Christian movie review. No, it's not. It's a movie review from the perspective of a Christian.
Well,
but it's not a, okay, this movie had 3 S words and this and that. You definitely should not. No, we're still going to give it an objective review of a film. But yeah, content does play a part in that. So,
but you didn't like Courageous. So, I mean, it doesn't.
Oh, man. You're a jerk. Yep.
I still haven't seen it yet.
It has a phenomenal message, okay? I've said that 1,000 times, and that's the first thing I said when I saw it. But nobody hears that. They just hear the part where I didn't like the production value, and so I hated ministry, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
Do you even know who Jesus is?
Oh, wow. Wow. Is that the guy that sells oranges on my way to Los Alamos? Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, man, I'll let you preach from my pulpit, so I know you
know
Jesus. True
story. That was. Thank you for that. That was an amazing Sunday, and I loved it because I had a message prepared, and then in the hour and a half it took me to get to Los Alamos, God totally redirected me and said, just kidding, this is what you're supposed to talk about this morning. And in turn, what was crazy was the synergy between that, the worship, and your offering message.
Yeah,
and it was like,
right into
wow.
Yeah.
Cool. That's called the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And it rocked my world that day.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Our
man.
Church loved you, man. It was great. It
we
was
had
good
a blast.
Message.
We had a blast.
So,
Billiam, you're back. Hey, dude.
Hey, welcome back, man.
Man, it smells all musty
cool?
in here.
Is it cool now? Is everything okay over there?
Yeah.
Are we fired?
Yeah. Oh, no. I haven't seen. Stever hasn't come back here
okay,
yet.
Okay, good. So. All right, good. So,
where is Stever?
As long as everything's okay.
I don't know. He's missing.
We kind of have 17 jobs around here. And
kinda.
We have 3 radio stations here. And so, you know.
Is he clean in the bathroom?
He's no, dude. He's the operations manager. So he's like.
I think he's in a meeting or something.
Yeah. He's always off in meetings
all
or something.
Important.
Yeah.
And
my title around here is program director of said station. So I'm in charge of the programming. And when programming doesn't work
which
out.
Which is messed up.
Yeah.
AKA, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I'm probably going to be in a conversation later.
So. I love titles.
Yeah.
Titles are fun.
Titles are fun.
I was at a bank in Los Alamos last week and had to have some help with one of my accounts. And one of the guys was helping me. His title on his little nameplate on his desk was Operations Floater.
Floater?
Floater. And so I was like, hey, man, that's an interesting title. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, pretty much it means that they can tell me to do whatever they want me to.
Yeah.
And they can put me wherever they want me to, whenever they want me to, because I'm a floater.
So, like, if a teller doesn't show up, I have to be a teller. If a clerk doesn't show up, I have to be a clerk. If the hostess doesn't show up, I have to be the host.
That's probably the worst title.
If the janitor doesn't show up, I have to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah. Speaking of bathrooms, your title is floater.
Yeah.
That is the worst possible name ever for a job title. Just saying. If you're a floater, it may be time to flush that job down the toilet, if you know what I'm saying.
Good one.
Just saying. So, anyways, yeah, dude. Wow. Where did we go wrong? I have no idea. Hey, don't forget, coming up Friday, May 4th, is our Promageddon. It's going down at the Hub. You're bringing your kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're signed up. Dude, we're bringing a bus.
It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, Los Alamos people, if you're listening and you don't go to New Beginnings Fellowship, go to their church because they're all getting down here for our Big Bad Prom. It's our biggest event of the year.
Yeah.
It really is for high school students. And, yeah, it's going down Friday, May 4th. Tickets are on sale now. $19 for tickets or $15 for groups of 10 or more. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. The broseeds.
I was going to say, you almost said broseeds.
I just invented a new word.
The broseeds.
The broseeds, because we are a listener supported station. We need your help. And one way to do that is by, dude, rocking some tickets to prom. Hey, maybe you're not in high school, but you go to a church that has a youth group. So buy some tickets and then bless your youth group. What?
Whoa.
No. Just thinking outside the box.
Dude,
but it's
easy
a way
there.
It's a way to help support Static Radio, and it's a cool, safe environment for kids who don't want to go to a public school prom and come home with weed or seed.
I went to a Christian school in high school, and we didn't get anything like that.
Right.
You know? So it's kind of cool that you guys are doing something.
Dude, we're excited. It is the biggest event of the year, and I stand by our prom because I love that we're able to throw something like that for not just our kids here, but it's a statewide event. You know, we have youth groups, we have kids from all over, we have homeschool kids.
Yeah.
You know, and we
I love me
they
some
don't have
kids.
To worry about the dangers of, like, you know, people packing heat.
you know,
just saying.
You know what? I love homeschool kids. You know who I love more? Missionary kids.
Oh, dude.
They're a lot of fun.
The MKs.
Yeah.
Is that really what they're called? I know there's the PKs.
Yeah, call them MKs. It is. MKs.
The HSKs, the homeschool kids.
Yeah. You got DKs.
I'm starting to make
Deacon's
stuff
kids.
Up. Ah. Really? Are there DKs?
Yeah, DKs.
Oh,
Donkey Kong?
Yeah, my daughter was. My daughter. My wife was one. She was known as a DK.
A DK?
Yeah.
All right. There it is. Yeah, and all your kids now are PKs.
They are PKs.
Hopefully they turn out well. You got a 50-50 chance.
Pretty cool.
No, I'm just
50-50 chance.
We got some athlete on the way back. Also, Sons, you are listening to, oh man, it's the Steve, and Billiam, and Sean Ambergee from New Beginnings Fellowship. You can check out more on his ministry at nbfla.org. Right back with more Static Radio. Sons, song called Doubt. Yeah!
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
That's a good jam.
Those
are cool guys. They're actually on the same label as, who's a Pioneer and Blood and Water, which their main guy's Davey Basinger, the lead singer of Bleach.
Really?
Is the dude that kind of does all their promotions and whatnot.
Dude, I miss Bleach.
I miss me some Bleach. Yeah.
I wish they'd do a tour or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool if that happened.
Here's what we need to do is we just need to tell Matt Lott from Waverly, like, bug him because he works at Forever 21. That's right, I said it. Forever 21.
Hey, I thought this was a nonprofit.
And I can say that's new. He works there. He does. And
I'm giving it back to you, man.
He works in the warehouse with one of the guys from Bleach. True story.
Do they bleach the clothes?
Oh, man.
You know, Bleach is actually recording.
Are they?
A new album.
See, I don't know these things.
I know this.
Dude!
Yeah.
I want them to come to Albuquerque.
Why are you keeping us in the dark, Will?
This is the...
Because I don't know if it's still a secret or not.
Maybe you honestly. Don't...
Well, it's not now.
It's not anymore, yeah.
Maybe you don't want us to be sad because I'll tell you what. Usually what happens is a band does something awesome and then they go on tour and Albuquerque is completely skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And I hate that. Like Thrice, they're like quote-unquote farewell tour.
Right, yeah.
You know, they're going to be in Denver June 8th. Or no, June 6th. And, man, that's 2 days before I'm going to be there, but I can't get away, so I'm probably going to miss them, and I've never seen Thrice. Trying not to cry right now. right now.
Do you need a hug?
I do.
You can do it.
I don't know.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, so, anyways.
You can just watch the video of the tour later.
Right, yeah, which is totally just as good. It's not as cool at all.
Probably better sound quality.
That's very true, though.
Thrice is going to be playing in huge pavilion-esque things where the wind just blows circulates. Sound around.
I don't know if they're doing that, man. They're playing like the Ogden in Denver.
Really?
Something like that. You know what I mean?
Dang.
So, yeah.
Dang. That is going to be a bummer. You're missing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. You're like, by the way, boss, I need a...
yeah, I can request this
need
off.
June 6th off for... a reason. Yeah, they're going to be in Denver. But yeah, totally skipping Albuquerque. So I'm constantly bugging friends that are in bands like, hey, Albuquerque. Albuquerque Static Radio loves you. So,
well, and I don't understand that because Albuquerque is a good, it's a transition.
Absolutely.
Coming from Denver to Phoenix or Denver to Dallas or, I mean, which is wherever. It's a good venue place in between. And when those bands come, they have a good turnout.
Yeah, I tell you
what. That's what I
understand. My big thing now is venue here.
Yeah.
And a good transitional place for them, you're right. And being that Static Radio is Static Radio, I've already talked to a few bands who have routed to Albuquerque, like, purposefully because of Static Radio. Like, okay, you know what? You're right. We're going to do a show here. I can't say who yet, but there are some pretty big shows coming this summer.
Nice.
I will say that.
Nice.
So we're finally going to start getting some love around
getting
here.
On the map.
Bands are afraid to come through Albuquerque as well, because we're the land of people who don't buy tickets ahead of time.
True story.
It is.
They never get a guaranteed presale.
Right.
Therefore,
afraid. And that's how it works. A lot of times is, you know, hey, we need 150 presales because without that, you know, it wouldn't be worth it to even spend the gas money to get to Albuquerque. So if it doesn't happen by this date, we're going to have to cancel that show. And Albuquerque is notorious for being the land of manana. People don't like supporting good things, and then they wonder why good things never come to Albuquerque. And so that's absolutely true.
You're just hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Hurting your family.
If you're a fan of a band, support them. If you're a fan of this ministry, support us. Dude, we have our huge prom coming up Friday, May 4th. And tickets are $19. If you're, dude, high school age, you want to throw down at the prom, let's do this. It's going to be amazing.
Dude, the theme, Promageddon.
Yeah, Promageddon.
So cool.
I got to be honest, though, I'm a little saddened. Well, I'm a little saddened that I didn't think of this earlier because...
Oh, yeah, because it's on May 4th.
It's May 4th!
Well, if we do it on May 4th next year,
it'll be like a Saturday. They don't always fall on the same, you know what I'm saying? It just happened. In 7 years, prom's going to be amazing.
All right, so what if we just joined End of the World and Space?
Yeah, we'll pretend like we're on Mustafar, like the crazy lava planet, right?
Yeah.
Where Obi-Wan and Anakin had their throwdown.
And Anakin got his torso burned by...
Boom, done, right there.
Magma.
That's what's happening. That's what I'm doing, because it's true. We got, like, the super cool fiery things. It's on May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just need to find little, like, robot platforms we can ride around on.
Yeah.
Like, on that planet.
Dude, I'm pretending like we're on Mustafar. And, yeah. Seriously.
You guys are a bunch of nerds.
You know what? I'm going to nerd your face.
I
don't even know what that means. Why? Because we like Star Wars?
I like Star Wars, too, but there's a line, man.
Whoa, no.
Does that know the name of a planet?
No.
Come on, what's the ice planet?
I don't know.
Hoth!
See?
Come on!
What's the sand planet?
I don't know.
Tatooine!
See?
Wow, dude,
what's Queen Amidala's home planet?
Yeah, come on. Come on, that's easy. Come
I don't
on.
Know.
Naboo!
No.
Wow.
Dude, you're not a Star Wars fan.
You're not a fan.
Even if I knew
I wasn't going to answer it. This is it. You're not a fan.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. It's like people who are sports fans and they're like, dude, I love the Angels. I'm like, I love the Angels too. And I start talking baseball with them and it's like, oh, I don't know who the shortstop. What's his name? And I'm like, whoa.
I agree.
How can you be a fan of a team and not even know the name of the players on the team? You're not a real fan.
I won't come in my Stormtrooper costume then, okay?
Okay. All right. There it is. Because we're fans, bro. All right? Call us when you get a Darth Vader tattoo.
Gotta be in our club.
Yeah. And our nerd, please don't let us be the only two in the universe club. So, just kidding. Anyways, Friday, May 4th. Yes, it is. May the 4th be with you. And it is our huge prom. going down, and I cannot wait. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I get it. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. It's National Star Wars Day.
Dude, I'm sorry.
So, Sean.
Wow. Promageddon Friday, May 4th. Tickets available now at mystaticradio.com or at Parchments. Right now, some quiet science for you. Static Radio. Called Runner.
Doesn't sound very quiet to me.
No. Static Radio, good morning. That band is awesome. Can I just say that?
This background music's awesomer.
Yeah, it is. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, come on.
See, I always think of The Great Outdoors with John Candy. Also in that.
It is. Good call, my friend. I didn't think about that.
Love John Candy.
It also reminds me of Twix.
Yeah, Twix. Right? Yeah. See, the power of marketing.
Yeah.
Good marketing, it's ridiculous, dude. Yes. It sucks because then they take good songs, which is why long ago U2 was approached by a car company. I won't say which one. And it was like, dude, and they've done car commercials. They've done advertising before with U2 songs. U2 is quote unquote sold out in that way. However, a car company came to them and said, hey, we want to use pretty much the single greatest song in the entire universe.
Yes.
That is my personal favorite song of all time. I kid you not.
Mine as well.
Yeah. And they went to U2 and said, dude, we got this idea for this amazing car commercial, and it's going to sell a gajillion cars, and we'll give you billions of dollars. Can we please use Where the Streets Have No Name? And U2 said, what? For a car commercial? Do you even know what that song is about?
Well, that's where you drive cars.
Yeah.
It's on streets.
And they obviously didn't get it, and they said no to this day, and they refused to let anyone touch that song. The power of the song.
It is their song.
It is their song. They can do whatever they want with it.
I was never really too into you two.
I'm going to fight you.
Yeah. I'm not into you either.
Yeah.
Was he saying that about us, Steve-O?
That's okay. You just don't understand, man. That's fine.
Just
man.
Like I don't understand your guys' fetish with Star Wars.
True story. Yeah. There it is. We all have different things. Come on, dude. You two. This song, at least, this is one of the greatest songs of all time. I'm just going to say it.
I mean, it's a good song.
Yeah.
It's noble and whatnot. It's just not my flavor.
It's the anticipation of when the song actually...
It's the build?
Long intros drive me nuts.
Wait for it! You're crazy. Wait for it!
Yeah.
No, I just want it to happen. I don't want to wait for it.
Dude, in 9:55 now, the show is coming to a close. I figured we'd end with something happy and positive and awesome. So, yay. So here it is. I got a crazy cool story for you guys. Young Drew Cox knows how to make lemonade out of lemons and then some. He's a 6-year-old boy from Texas, and he built a lemonade stand for his dad, Randy, who was reportedly diagnosed with seminoma earlier this year. That's a type of testicular cancer. But in his case, it actually appeared in his chest and elsewhere in his body. I mean, it's very scary, right?
Wow. Weird.
Right? Very scary, very serious. The condition is treatable with chemotherapy. And Drew said he felt sad and wanted to help his daddy with the medical bills.
When does this story turn happy?
Right? Right? 6 years old. And he said, quote, he is so important to me. We like to play with each other. Lots of times we like to play games. And I love my daddy.
No tears. Hold back the tears.
It gets good, I promise. So Randy says he has medical insurance, but still will have to pay thousands of dollars in medical costs out of pocket. So his son, Drew, 6 years old, opened a stand for business outside of his home Saturday morning, charging 25 cents for a cup of lemonade. And word of his amazingness spread quickly, with customers coming from dozens of miles away. One person wrote a check for $5,000.
Wow.
Just one. And by the end of the day, Drew had raised more than $10,000 for his dad.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
It's pretty amazing. So, young Drew, Awesome. Kudos to you, my friend. And, yeah, it's a nice, happy way to end the show. $10,000 raised for his dad. And so my shout-out to the listeners, prayer, man. Prayer is a very powerful thing.
Yes.
And so he raised the money, so that's going to cover some medical bills. But even greater than that is the power of prayer. And so I'm asking now for prayer for Randy, his father, and see what God can do with that, man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We had a lady healed in our church this last week.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, she's having some back issues, and we had a special prayer night Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And went and prayed for her, and she that night she went home and had some warm sensations in her back.
Uh-huh.
And
Not from the icy hot.
And she has no more pain, man.
Dude, that awesome. Is absolutely incredible. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, power
prayer. I love stories like that.
Yeah.
Good stories.
It still happens. It's not just in the Bible times.
Yeah. And it's a great way to end on this Thursday. It's 9:58 now. You're listening to Static Radio. Steve O'Billiam, Pastor Sean Ambergee from New Beginnings Fellowship. NBFLA.org is the website.
Check it out.
There it is.
Yeah, dude.
We're done. We leave you with brand new Demon Hunter. It's Dead Flowers.